Okay, we're live.
Oh, hey there.
Welcome back to the Hammer to Climb. I can't do it.
You literally have one job. You got one job, man.
And staying in.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the Hammer Climb Podcast, episode 2, as I'm adjusting my blinds so I'm not blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. You're getting blinded by the sun. Meanwhile, it's pitch black on the East Coast.
That's what happens when you're on different sides of the country while you're doing a podcast.
Love to see it. So, what are we talking about today? What do we got going on?
Well, because, you know, us, we're right on the news and everything. We're going to talk about something that happened a week ago. And we're going to talk about something that happened a few days ago.
Okay.
Our resident Panthers fan here is Optimus.
Yes, sir.
Baker Mayfield traded to the Panthers.
I'm so excited. So excited. I don't understand the hate for Baker Mayfield. I really don't.
It's an interesting deal. It's a very interesting deal. For a man who used to be a number one pick. The Browns are going to be paying Mayfield $10.5 million to play against them week one.
Yeah, here's $10.5 million. Please try to beat us. Like, such a crazy situation.
So the Panthers get him on a $5 million deal this season.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, a number one pick who nearly took the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl. Lost to the Chiefs by one score, right? Pretty sure.
Yes, I want to say that's true.
I mean, when's the last time, I mean, in your lifetime, how many times have you seen the Browns do anything?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't understand the dislike for Baker Mayfield. And people saying that he's not a good quarterback. Last season, he was injured. So obviously he's not going to perform, at the levels that are expected for a number one pick. So I get that. But he was so good in the seasons that he was healthy. So please explain it to me.
I mean, I do understand to an extent. I'm not as much on the Baker train as you are. I do think he's a solid. Coming out of college, I thought he was a solid quarterback. I wouldn't have minded the Broncos picking him up. I like his swagger. Obviously, his rookie season, 27 touchdowns, 14 picks. His sophomore season, a little bit of the sophomore slump, 21 picks to just 22 touchdowns. 2020 was obviously his best year. They went 11-5, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks. Last season, like you said, he was injured, but still he still had a decent touchdown. It wasn't great. 17-13 TDs to INTs.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think we've seen the best of Baker really yet.
I
think
agree.
He has a lot of room to grow. I mean, he's only 4 years into his career. Injuries are a little bit of a concern since he's only played two full seasons in his career. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think the Panthers here made out well. I think I think both teams honestly made out decently. The Browns put themselves in the situation by getting Watson, which was a decision.
yeah, we'll just leave it at that for now.
It was a decision. Yeah. Watson, aside from the sexual assault allegations that completely mar him, but strictly on the football, one of the most electrifying quarterbacks we've seen in recent memory. However, put all the off-the-field issues, and now we have a lot of concerns. So now the QB room, PJ Walker, Sam Darnold, Mayfield. Hopefully Mayfield makes it so that you can give C-Mac a little bit of breath and not run him into the ground again.
Yeah. I mean, if the O-line can keep Baker healthy And if McCaffrey can stay healthy, this team has a lot of weapons. You know, you got McCaffrey, you've got DJ Moore, you got Robbie Anderson. That's a lot of speed at halfback and at receiver. So you got plenty of targets if you're Baker. But the thing is the O-line, which I'm pretty sure they got, I think, a free agent, and they drafted as well. So if they can keep him upright and he's healthy and C-Mac is healthy, this offense has the potential to be extremely dangerous, especially in the NFC South. Because, I mean, let's be honest, the Falcons, they're terrible. All right?
Who is even the Falcons quarterback?
I have no idea. I could not tell you at the moment. I know they have Felipe Franks, who's in his second year out of Florida, I believe. I don't know who their starter actually is this season.
I cannot tell. I don't see it either. One thing that I am concerned about the team, Ben McAdoo as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's a bit rough. I'm not going to lie to you there. But, I mean, the owner, David Tepper, is known for having people on a short leash. So if he sees that McAdoo is doing McAdoo things, he's going to get him out of there quick. They had no problem firing the previous offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, that came from LSU during the season. So he'll have no problem getting rid of McAdoo as well if he's not, you know, up to snuff.
I just think that's kind of I feel like this season you got to see what you have in Baker. And hopefully McAdoo can let him have that. Obviously, look at his coaching resume. I mean, he's only been offensive coordinator once before. Those 2 years with the Giants. And those weren't great seasons. 2015 was probably his best. Finished top sixth in points on offense. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I mean, his head coaching run was rough, though he did have Daniel Jones. I think that the Panthers, I think this is the do or die year for Matt Rhule.
I agree with that.
I think if the Panthers end without a winning record, I think Rhule is fired next season.
Absolutely. Like I said, like with Baker and all the options that he has on offense. And they have a solid defense as well. So, like, they have all the pieces. If everybody can stay healthy, I think they could be pretty good. Probably 10, 11 wins this season if everything goes right for them.
Yeah. I mean, if everything goes right. Everything hasn't gone right lately. They've been running C-Mac around. But
yeah, he hasn't done a full season in 2 years. So, it's been a bit rough.
It's interesting. Both Ben McAdoo and Matt Rhule both coached for Tom Coughlin in their career.
Yeah, it's Tom Coughlin. Yep. Sure did.
And Rhule as an assistant offensive line coach back in 2012, and McAdoo as a coordinator. So that's a little fun stat-a-rooney right there. The other quarter, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say Matt Rhule went to college and coached Baylor and did very well there.
He did.
And got that program back on the map and then got his head coaching job. So he did. He's done pretty good for himself. He just needs his players to stay healthy this year. And I think it'll save his coaching career in Carolina.
Will he join the long list of failed college coaches in the majors? We'll find out. On to another quarterback news. This one's a little bit older. We got Robert Griffin III, good old RG3, he said, if I can pull up the article somewhere, here it is. He said on CBS that he's ready to go right now. I train every day. I work out. I know what it takes to get my body ready, and I'm doing these things. So if I get that call this year, next year, or 5 years from now, I'll be ready to play. So if he's ready, he's down to play from now until 2027, when he would be 37. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think he's got plenty left in the tank. He hasn't really played in a while. Last time he played for the Ravens, which he really fit that system well, since it was built around Lamar Jackson, and that's the kind of play style that he should have. If he can, you know, just get some sort of tryout somewhere, I think he can stick, you know, and actually land on a roster. maybe get some preseason action. It just all depends on, you know, availability. Like, what teams need a quarterback? I mean, you got, like we're talking about before, the Falcons. Who do they have? You know, that might be a good spot for him to try to talk to, see if they can get a workout or something. Anything, you know, you got the Texans. Who's their quarterback? Davis Mills.
Marcus Mariota is the Falcons quarterback. That's who it is.
Oh, Mariota. Okay. But is he going to stay healthy? That's also another question. There's a lot of health concerns with some of these younger, I mean, he's not really young anymore. What is he? Late 20s, Mariota, maybe 30.
Let me look at where Marcus Mariota is.
You know, can all these guys stay healthy? And if you're the Falcons, do you want Mariota, who is injury prone, and do you also want to maybe add, you know, RG3, who is, some say, injury prone? I mean, he really only has injuries to, like, the same knee over and over again.
But and that's an issue.
Yeah, I'm blaming Shanahan for the ACL tear in Washington, though. 100% his fault. He ran him into the ground. And,
I mean, we've
derailed
learned
his career.
We've learned now that I don't know if we can fully put. I mean, Shanahan takes, I think, the brunt of that blame. But I think we've learned now that whole front office, from the coaches to the owners, is just screwed. That's a messed up organization. I obviously Shanahan takes the brunt as the coach there, but I can't help but think that there was some stuff going on upstairs. I mean, Robert Griffin has come out and said that there was stuff going behind the scenes that wasn't okay.
Yeah.
So I want to give Shanahan a little bit of grace on that, but it still was the brunt of his issue. I mean, looking at his stats, right? I love RG3. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. The peak of RG3 is one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. He's never finished a season in his career. He's never played 16 games. Now we have 17 games. Never played 16 games in a career. Obviously, most of those injuries were to the same knee. You know, he hasn't had a good season since his rookie year. When they went 9-6, he had 3,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even, you know, 102 QBR or quarterback rating. Since then, on that season, he also had 815 yards on the ground, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Beast.
Like, that's what he could have been if he had not got hurt again.
The next year, obviously, they rushed him back. He went 3-10, 3,200 yards again, but 16 touchdowns, 12 picks. And then after that, only played 9 years. Only played in 9 games, only started 7 the next year, 4 touchdowns and 6 picks, and went to Cleveland for a year. And spin off the bench. That being said, so you look at it statistically, he's done. And if you look at it from the numbers, he was a 1 year flash in the pan who blew his knee out, and he's might be a career backup.
Yeah.
But I can't help but think that maybe 3 years sitting on the bench has helped him. Will he get another chance? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But
it would be fun, you know?
But do I think that he could be a serviceable quarterback? I think he would be, I think he's going to, if he came back and played for 16 games or 17 games, I think we'd see something closer to his 2012 self than his 2013 self.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to see what he could have been, but I think he's still better than who started last season. That was crap. A lot of quarterbacks. He's still better than a lot of quarterbacks out there. So
I would say that he's probably still top 32 in the NFL. If he's healthy and can play a full season, he's better than some of these starters.
I wouldn't go top 32, but I think there's some backups that should be starters. I think it's interesting. It's kind of a shame that we never got to see what he could have been. It really is.
Yeah.
Did you know where he was born?
No, I did not.
Japan.
Oh, that's interesting.
I never knew. I'm not even going to try to say the city because I'm just going to butcher it. and I'm going to alienate our Japanese audience, which, I mean, I'm so sizable.
It's massive, you know? It's actually like 90% of our viewers.
97. I mean, come on. But, yeah, I didn't know he was from Japan. Did not know about that.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. So, yeah, hopefully, I'd love to see him back in the NFL, but will we see it? Probably not. Probably not. Unfortunately.
I mean, if he can somehow get a tryout or, you know, a couple tryouts, maybe he can get back as a backup, you know, sit behind somebody else that might be injury prone. And if they get hurt, you know, he can get a shot. I think that'd be the only way that he'd get back in. He's not just going to get a tryout, sign a contract and be a starter. I know that's not going to happen, but you know, if I was an owner or GM or whatever, I would at least give him a look, you know, if I don't have a strong quarterback room.
The other kind of movement news that wasn't quarterback related, but N'Keal Harry, former first round pick for the Patriots.
Giant
bust.
He did nothing.
I mean, if by nothing you mean that in three seasons he did not have 600 yards combined.
Yeah.
Then yes, he was a bust. Now, got traded over to the Bears, which is funny because the Bears lost Allen Robinson to the Patriots, so basically traded Allen Robinson and a seventh for N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, which that doesn't look... It's so crazy.
That's not a great trade. But
no.
But I do think trading a seventh for him isn't a bad deal.
No.
Now, I mean... He has talent. Obviously, we know he has talent.
Maybe it's the system. Maybe it was the Patriots' way.
Maybe it's the Patriots' way a million Super Bowls. Patriots aren't historically good at quarterbacks. I do think historically signing players the Patriots don't want doesn't usually go well. Maroney going to the Broncos.
Feels bad.
Who else? I had like four in my mind and I forgot them all. The only times it's worked was Brady, Gronkowski. They still wanted Brady though, and they probably still wanted Gronkowski.
How about Matt Castle? To the Chiefs.
There's another one. Yeah.
How about that?
Stephen
Hoyer.
Ridley.
Yeah. Ryan Mallett.
But yeah, I think
all terrible players.
He is a guy who could do something. If the Bears are expecting anything out of him, then they have lost the trade already. If this is a purely exploratory, let's see what happens, you know, throw it against the wall, see if it sticks kind of thing, I'm for it.
Just get him in some pads, throw him out there in practice, and just see what he can do. Don't even think about the 3 years where he did nothing, okay? Just think about the athlete that he is, because he is a really good athlete.
Exactly.
But just don't forget about the last 3 years. Go into it with no expectations or very low expectations. And, you know, maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised. Maybe he'll turn it around. Maybe he'll have a good season, become a good target for Justin Fields, who I think is overrated. But, you know, maybe he'll help him out. I don't know. You never know what you can get with somebody that didn't work out with another team. You know, just it's a second chance for him.
Yeah, it's not, I can't hate it at all. It's solid.
It's a win-win, you know? Like, you're not going to lose anything. It was a seventh-round pick. They'll be all right without it.
Now, moving on to less player-related things. Texans helmets, yay or nay?
I like them. Battle red. It's very nice. It's a nice change from their normal helmet that we've seen since, you know, their inception.
Yeah, they need a little bit more creativity with their uniforms. I love the helmet. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. I think the NFL needs to do color rush helmets for everybody on Thursday night football games.
I mean,
for. It's week 9, Thursday night. You know, let's mix it up. Let's get some variety. Telling you before the podcast, how about the Patriots? Get them a white helmet with an all-white uniform. That would be sick.
Get Tom Brady in a creamsicle throwback.
Yes, I need that in my life. All right, I need it. They need to also bring the Black Panthers hat back, or not hat, but helmet. I need that. the all black uniform.
Oh, I love their all black uniform. I want to see.
It was voted the best NFL uniform of all time.
It is a fantastic uniform.
It's so good.
This is a stat. I didn't notice. I just saw that the NFL had tweeted out a while, 2 days ago. Speaking of quarterbacks, we kind of just bounced around the news. Justin Herbert's first two seasons, passing yards, 9,350. The most.
That's got to be ever. Number one all time. Yeah.
Passing touchdowns, 69. Nice. Most ever.
Nice.
300-yard games, 17. Most ever.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Historic run. Yeah, he's been on a very historic run. But, like I mentioned when we were talking about him before on the episode one, can he get the Chargers over the hump? Can he get to the next level? Can he make them an actual contender and stop chargering? Can he do it?
That brings me back to actually a thing I wanted to ask you. So lots of conversation about, you know, quarterbacks and what's a good quarterback, what's a franchise quarterback. And there's a lot of debate on what that means. But I have a different question for you.
Let me hear it.
My question for you is, what quarterbacks, because I don't think there's very many, what quarterbacks can elevate a bad group of players? Because, and that's what I'm talking about. So, like, not a quarterback that can win with good players. And you can be, and I believe you can be a franchise, I believe you can be a Hall of Fame level quarterback and not be a quarterback that can win something with bad players. An example of it, Tom Brady with the no-name receivers he had in New England for years.
Yeah.
Another example would be Deshaun Watson in that season with the Texans. I mean, he had DeAndre Hopkins, but the offensive line was crap.
Yes.
So what quarterbacks to you are transcendent of the talent around them?
I would say Tom Brady, of course. I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, he's the marquee of him.
He can win with a garbage can out playing slot receiver.
And somehow he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Cameron Brait.
Yeah, he's going to throw for 5,500 yards this time this year. It's going to be insane. So I'd say him. I would say Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know. I think that would have to be it, honestly. Maybe Russell Wilson. We'll see what he's got with Denver. He's got some young receivers there. Not really a superstar receiver. So let's see if he can elevate them to the next level as well, make them elite. But, I mean, really, it's just those two and then, you know, Russell Wilson on the outside for me. I would say Mahomes, but we haven't really seen him with no talent.
Exactly. I was going to bring that up.
He's got so many superstars around him. So I'm not sure if he himself could just lead a team with, you know, just lower tier wide receivers.
I think the other guys I'd have to bring into the conversation, so Deshaun Watson, when he's on the field, when he doesn't have the issues around him, he can do that. I've seen him do it. The other guy I would want to bring into the conversation, and he's fringe for me at this point, but Joe Burrow. He had some talent receivers, but he had zero offensive line.
Yeah, he had no line, but his receivers are just like next level.
They are next level.
So good.
And that's what kind
Jamar
of keeps
Chase
that.
Is going to be a Hall of Famer, you know?
Jamar Chase is probably my biggest draft miss ever. I did not like him coming out of the draft.
He's so good.
Stepping out to a long list, a bigger list even, would you put who would you put in that? And don't go with the obvious, but who would you notably leave off the list or put on the list from history of quarterbacks who have retired. You only have to do one, or else you're going to spend an hour on this.
That can win with lower talent receivers?
Yeah.
And offensive linemen, basically?
Win with subpar talent around them.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
I think that's a solid one. Though, you could argue he never really had to deal with subpar receivers.
No, he didn't. But he made, when he did have them, he made them look good. Like Anthony Gonzalez.
That is true.
Do you remember him?
Brandon Stokely.
The guy, I'm pretty sure Gonzalez had a 1,000-yard receiving season one time.
That is true.
Brandon Stokely, yep. He also made Donald Brown a viable running back. Like, what?
Julius Thomas made him a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Like, he makes, lower or medium talent players step up, and they can be great with him. So, it's got to be Peyton.
I think that's a good one. A name I'd notably leave off the list is Kurt Warner.
Ooh, yeah, he had so much talent. He went from Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and Marshall Faulk to having Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin.
And Edgerrin James.
old Edgerrin James.
He was still solid that season. And they had Steve Breston, who wasn't all that bad that year, as their third.
Yeah, he was a decent slot guy. Yep. That was a really talented Cardinals team.
Yeah, that was an incredibly talented Cardinals team, and I'm so sad they did not make the. They did not win the Super Bowl.
I think even some Steelers fans were like rooting for them. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know about that, but yes.
Listen, it was a team that just had like a feel good story. You know what I mean? They just kind of came out of nowhere. You got this older quarterback who's just playing out of his mind. I think they only went 9-7 in the regular season, but in the playoffs. They went on a historic run. You know, I don't think the Steelers fans, hope the Steelers lost, but I think they were all just like hoping for a good game, not an embarrassment,
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. That was one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
It was. I was so sad. I wanted Larry Fitz to win it.
Yeah, me too. I wanted Kurt to win another one, That would have been amazing. I mean, he still has one of the greatest sports stories of all time. Goes from bagging groceries to going to the Arena Football League to, getting on the Rams, going in when Trent Green got hurt, and leading the Rams to, two Super Bowl games. I mean, it's just, inspiring.
It's crazy. It's what every undrafted player imagines themselves as.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. Tony Romo, undrafted. Out of Eastern Illinois. And look what he's doing now, making, $100 million predicting plays before they happen.
The guy's so good.
He's my favorite commentator.
Well, before we wrap up our second episode, do we want to go through some standings and go through our picks of what we think is going to happen?
Sure. Let's do, what did we do?
We have AFC North next. Last week, right? So I'll give you the rundown of what we had. Last time we went through AFC East, we both picked the Bills to go 13-4. We both picked the Patriots to go 11-6. You picked Dolphins to go 6-11. I picked them to go 5-12. You picked the Jets to go 2-15. I picked them to go 8-9. So we had a little bit.
Jake was not happy with my 2-15 prediction. By the way,
Jake doesn't. I mean. Yeah, Jake doesn't have anything else. He just has the Jets. I mean, poor guy.
Yeah, that is a big feels bad. He's probably a Knicks fan, too, and that's just oof.
I don't know if he's a Knicks fan, actually. Jake, let us know. Are you a Knicks fan?
Jake, talk to me, buddy. Talk to me.
So, first up, we got the Bengals.
I don't remember the games that we picked. Like, we picked the games for the East.
Oh, we're going to
involve North teams.
We're going to contradict ourselves a lot here.
I wish we wouldn't. We should have wrote it all down. We're not prepared, guys. That would have been unprofessional.
Trust me, no one comes here for professional content.
No, we come here for the openings.
They come here for openings and long snappers, which I need to see if we can get that long snapper on the podcast.
Yeah, we're working on getting a long snapper for our buddy Tom Schaefer because, well, he needs one on here. So,
so obviously Bengals went 10-7 last season.
Shout out to Tom.
Shout out to Tom Schaefer. Long snapper lives matter. Maybe less right. than the rest of us, but they still matter. I didn't mean it, Tom. I didn't mean it.
Come on now.
Bengals, open up. I'm going to do a better job at writing it down this time instead of having to ask you every single time we finish the list. I'll go through it first. Bengals, first week, they have Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a win. If they don't win that, then my mom's your uncle. Next up, they have the Dallas Cowboys. They win that too. They're going to beat the Jets. Actually, I'm going to go back on the Cowboys. I'm going to say they lose that game. I'm going to say that Micah Parsons has just an incredible game, and it's close, but Burrow loses that one.
Oof.
Dolphins, they're going to beat the Dolphins. The Ravens, I like I said in the last podcast, playing in Baltimore is a tough task. My gut tells me to choose the Ravens to win that game, but it's going to be an epic game. So I think they're 3-2 going into week 6. Saints, they're going to handle the Saints. They're going to handle the Falcons. They're going to beat the Sox off the Browns because I don't think Deshaun Watson's playing for them. They'll beat the Panthers. They'll beat the Steelers again. The Titans, that's going to be a good game. I think the Titans-Bengals is always going to be a good game. Vrabel always has that defense on point.
And he's got Derrick Henry.
And he's Derrick Henry. I think that they're going to win that game. Actually, I'm going to say lose because they're in Tennessee. Then they come home and play the Chiefs. This is going to be such a good game. Week 13.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's going to be so good.
I think the Chiefs get their revenge. Week 13, this is usually when Patrick Mahomes is heating up.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. They're going to beat the Browns again, this time in Cincinnati. They're going to play the Bucks. And that's going to be another heck of a game.
Yeah.
I think Burrow loses a close one to Tom in Tampa. He's going to come back, beat the Patriots, beat the Bills, and then come back to the Ravens and even the score, and they're going to finish 12-5.
Nice. Yeah, we're definitely going to contradict ourselves.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But, you know, it's just how we feel on the day. All right? It's 7-12-2022 right now.
Maybe today Klein will like the Jets. Spoiler alert.
0% chance. 0% chance of that, buddy. Oh, my goodness. But, hey, you know, sometimes, you know, you just think about teams differently on different days and different weeks. So
it is.
It'd be like that. So
sometimes
today,
I think the Tim Tebow Broncos were actually a good football team.
Hey, I wouldn't say they were good, but they were, fun. Were damn exciting. They were so exciting to watch in the last quarter, at least. All right. Here are my predictions. Here we go. Week 1, that's a win against the Steelers. Week 2, Bengals at Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to win that one. Week 3, easy win for the Bengals. Week 4, Bengals, Dolphins. Trying to remember what I said. I'm pretty sure the Bengals are going to win that. Week 5, Bengals at Ravens. I think the Ravens win that one. I think they beat the Saints. I think they beat the Falcons. I think they lose in Cleveland. I think they beat the Panthers. They're going to lose in Pittsburgh. They're going to lose in Tennessee. I think they beat the Chiefs in Cincinnati on December 4th. They're going to beat the Browns. I think we're going to see a historic game, just an all-time great game between the Bengals and the Buccaneers on December 18th. That's going to be a really fun one. I'm definitely going to circle that one as a must watch. Man, who's gonna win it though?
I had a hard time with this one.
I think since it's in Tampa, I think Tampa wins it.
It's hard to pick against Tom at home.
Yeah, it really is. Let's see. Then they go to Foxborough, which is going to be another tough one. I think Mac Jones is going to win the game there for the Patriots. I think they beat the Bills in Cincy. And then I think they're going to beat the Ravens because that's a home game for Cincinnati at the end.
So you got them going 12-7. So same as
what?
I did
12?
10-7. I've combined.
I was going to say.
I'm dyslexic.
So I got them 10-7. You got them what, 12-5?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think they're going to have a tough time, but I mean they do.
I mean
have
they
a
went
10-7
last season.
Yeah, and they made the Super Bowl and nearly won it. So
they should. I mean that player was open, and if he does not, if he dives for, how does he not dive for that ball?
He didn't even make an attempt for it. That was. I wouldn't say it was as bad as Cam Newton not diving for the football, but it's damn close. All right. He didn't even try to catch the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Cam at least had like some, like, in the moment you thought wrong. Like, I can see the argument. I've heard the argument of like, well, he saw it and he expected the ball to bounce more. And I can understand that. In a panic moment, it's you messed up, but it's still like, I can get the thought process. But how do you not dive for a ball in the Super Bowl? Like,
as a
the last
fan,
play.
You just dive for that. You have to.
Yeah.
You have
to.
I
mean, you do. You do have to dive, but, like, it's not as bad because I feel like you can see the panic logic, you know? But the thing
it
is, as
hurts.
A quarterback, you shouldn't panic there.
Yeah. You can't panic. You need to dive on the ball. Like, it shouldn't even – you shouldn't even think about it. You should see it on the ground – and you lay out for it.
Yep.
That's how it should be, especially a man that big.
So we're on to the Steelers. Steelers, Steeler fans, plug your ears. Skip ahead like 5 minutes. Steelers went 9-7-1 last season. I'm telling you right now, they're not getting 9 wins.
No.
All right. Week 1, loss, Bengals. Week 2, loss, Patriots. Week 3, who's the quarterback for the Browns ever going to be? That's my question.
You know, that's a really good question.
I mean,
who knows, man? It's probably going to be Jacoby Brissett early in the season. It's got to be, right?
So if it's Brissett, the Steelers are going to win that. Mike Tomlin's a good coach.
100%.
And, yeah, Jets. I think I picked the Jets to win this game. Bills are going to crush them. Bucks are going to crush them as well. Then they have the Dolphins. They're going to lose to the Dolphins. Then they have the Eagles. And I think this one is going to be one that they steal because Jalen Hurts, scrambling quarterback, Mike Tomlin knows how to run defense. The Eagles are not super dynamic.
Their defense is going to be good. Their defense is really good. Always is. Always will be. The question is, like, the quarterback situation. Who is starting for
Kenny
Pittsburgh?
Kenny Pickett, I think.
Is he actually starting? Because they have Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, it's Mitch Trubisky. I think it's Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky hasn't been bad in his career.
No. He has a really bad rap, but that's fine.
I mean, I've seen a couple clips of him missing throws that you can't miss. Saints.
Everybody misses throws.
I'm going to send you a... Hold on. I can find it. There's a play here, and all Bears fans, know it. This play ended in a pick.
I'm scared. Let me take a gander at said play. Continue with the skit.
So I sent him the clip. They have the Saints next. I think the Saints are going to win that game. Then they have the Bengals. I think they lose to the Bengals again.
Oh,
I think.
Wow.
Isn't it bad?
Go on.
Isn't it bad?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's It's bad.
That's tough.
It's bad. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just look up Michael Trubisky missing wide receiver, wide open receiver, and it's the first thing that shows up.
You mean Mitchell, not Michael?
Mitchell, yeah. I definitely, I spelled Mitchell.
Take a deep breath, buddy.
I spelled Mitchell as a combination of Michael and Mitchell. Mitch Mitchell. Goodness. Trubisky.
All right.
Back to the schedule.
Oh, man. Yes.
Bengals, they're going to lose the Bengals. The Colts is an interesting game. I think they do lose that one. They're going to beat the Falcons. Ravens, I think that they are going to... Man, it's hard to say they're going to beat the Ravens with Trubisky at quarterback, but I think Trubisky's going to do something. They're going to win that game.
Do they still have Trubisky at quarterback, though, at that point? Or does he play so poorly that they give the young guy a shot?
That's a good point. I think the Ravens are going to win that one. The Panthers game is going to be interesting. I think that at that point in the season, there's going to be too many injuries on the Panthers, and the Steelers are going to steal one.
Whoa. Don't wish that upon my cats.
I ain't wishing
it. What are you doing to me?
I ain't wishing it. They lose to the Raiders.
You wished it.
The Ravens. Then they have the Browns at the end of the season, and I think the Browns will beat them. So I think 4-13.
Oof. Dang. I don't think I'm gonna be as brutal here to the Steelers.
I'm probably gonna eat my words there with my prediction on that. I think if you look at Tomlin, I don't think Mike Tomlin has never had a sub 500 record.
Yeah. I think he's going to find a way.
That
I really
being said,
do.
I want to re... I'm going to revise my picks. I think...
Oh, just redo it. Throw it out.
I think take four of those wins. I think he finishes 8-9. I think Tomlin gains you four wins as a coach.
So who are the 8 wins?
The 8 wins... The Browns are going to beat once. The Jets.
I don't know if I see 8 wins on here.
The Eagles. No, you don't have 8 wins on here. Oof. Yeah, you know what? Just going to stick with my guns. I'm going to stick with my guns.
Yeah, just stick with it, and let's see what I have on here. All right, I don't think they're going to do as bad as you think they are, but I don't think they're going to do great. That's for sure. Especially in that division. I mean, the Bengals are a good team now. You know, the Ravens are solid, of course, with a healthy Lamar Jackson. And the Browns, despite what's happening at quarterback for the Browns, that is a very talented roster. So
it definitely is.
All they need for Brissett to do, if he's the quarterback, is just be a game manager. That's it. Run the football with Nick Chubb. You have targets. You got David Njoku at tight end. You got Amari Cooper now at receiver. Your defense is solid. You know, just play the turnover battle. Get some takeaways, and you'll be fine. But, all right, let me go through this. So they're at Cincy, week 1. The Bengals are going to win that. Then they got a home game versus New England. But I think the Patriots win that.
The way you say that. Now they have a home game against the Patriots. Now here's a real opportunity for them. They're going to lose that game 1-3.
Yeah. 100%. Week 3 at Cleveland. That is a Thursday night game. Now, I'm going to assume that the Browns do have Brissett under center for that game. I don't think Watson. I think Watson's going to get like an 8-game suspension at least, right? He's got to.
Yeah. What I've been reading is that the league is pushing for a full year.
Okay. Well, that definitely changes a lot of things for the Browns then, because I think Brissett can get you wins, but not a lot. He's not a game changer.
4 to 6 games. It's looking like it's either going to be 0, 4 to 6, 8 games, 12, 1 season, 2 seasons, or indefinitely. That's a nice, not open-ended report at all.
Yeah, they're like, well, we're going to suspend him. Maybe.
That,
you know, maybe for one game, maybe for 100. Who knows?
That's welcome to the NFL, where a guy could be suspended for either 0 games or 2 years for the same crime.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I got them 0-2 right now. Then they're at Cleveland Thursday night. If Cleveland can hold on to the football, not turn it over in that game, I think Nick Chubb and the Browns will power them to a win. So I got the Steelers 0-3, but then they're going to beat the Jets. They're going to lose to Buffalo in Buffalo. They're definitely losing to Tampa Bay. They're going to lose to Miami. They're going to beat Philly. They're going to beat New Orleans. They'll lose to Cincinnati week 11. I think they'll beat the Colts week 12. They're going to beat the Falcons week 13. And they got a home game versus Baltimore. So I think they're going to steal the home game versus Baltimore. I think they'll lose to Carolina. They have a Saturday game versus the Raiders. What? Is that a London game? And I'm just not seeing it.
I don't know.
That's Christmas Eve. Okay, that makes sense then. I think they can beat the Raiders that week. I think they can. It's in their stadium. I think they lose at Baltimore. And let's see. I think Cleveland will beat them in week 18.
So you have them going 7-10.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be as mean as you were. All right.
Up next, we got the Cleveland Browns. We've been talking about them a lot, so might as well talk about them in, you know, their schedule. I'm going to assume that's just okay. I'm going to have to assume here. We're going to have to assume Deshaun Watson's not
the starter. He's not going to play whole season. Let's assume that.
I'm going to assume he's not playing the whole season. I think Deshaun Watson adds about 4 wins.
Yes.
That's just an off-the-cuff answer that has no backing.
I like it, though. Solid.
As I'm about to choke. Okay, I'm back.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
I am now. So the Browns open against the Panthers.
That's in Carolina.
In Carolina. Browns have been marred by controversy all offseason. Panthers coming out. Rules coaching for his job.
If Baker starts, I mean,
it's hard to see Baker losing that game.
Yeah. It really is. Next, it's a revenge game for him. You know what I mean? It's like he's not going to lose that game. He's not.
Week 2 against the Jets. I think that the Browns, Jacoby Brissett, I think is actually a surprisingly good game. And I think that's the first game I picked the Jets to win. I think the Browns lose that one. Coming back to the Steelers, I think I picked the Steelers to lose this game.
I also picked them to lose, right? No.
We both picked them. Yeah. Yeah, because this is home. So they're going to beat the Steelers. Now they got the Falcons, Marcus Mariota. I think that Kyle Pitts is going to have a incredible game against them.
Yeah.
But I think that Chubb is going to take off against that Falcons team, and I think that Browns are going to eke one out. Week 5, they're going to lose to the Chargers. Then they're going to lose to the Patriots. Then they're going to have to travel to Baltimore, and they're going to lose the Ravens. Come back, and they lose to the Bengals. They go from being 500 to 2-6 by their bye week.
Yeah, the Bengals game is a Monday night game as well.
They come out Halloween against Miami. In Miami, I think that at this point in the season for Miami, I think they've kind of faltered a little bit, and I think the Browns are going to win it. Buffalo, they come back, they lose. Buccaneers going to take them to town. The Texans game. If Deshaun Watson is playing, they're going to crush them. If Deshaun Watson is not playing, they're still going to beat them. Bengals again. Bengals again. I think that the Bengals are going to sweep them this season. The Ravens, I think that the Browns are going to lose to the Ravens, assuming Lamar is healthy. If Lamar's injured for this game, I think the Browns steal it. The Saints, they're going to steal the game against the Saints. The Commanders,
That's a question mark in itself.
That's
what the
Carson Wentz experience.
Yeah.
What Carson Wentz are we getting?
The Washington experience is the real thing here. Like, what is going on there? Somebody tell me, please.
I think
it's nothing good.
I think as I take a sip of my water to give myself more time. I think that
more time to argue.
I think
with
Washington's going to win this game.
Ooh.
I think Washington's going to be a team that either makes a wild card surprisingly or misses the playoffs close. That's my hot take.
In that division, I mean, it's not so far fetched, you know.
They come back. They have to play in Pittsburgh. They lose. Then they have to play. We're through. All the way.
Yeah, that's it.
So I think they're going to finish 5-12. Assuming right. Without... You don't want to pick this with Watson and without Watson?
No. That's just too much work.
Too much work, yeah.
We're going to get too confused, all right?
If Watson comes back in, make that a 10-7 record.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, your turn.
All right, week one. Carolina's going to win easy, all right? Baker Mayfield taking on his former team. I'm just assuming Baker's going to start. I don't think there's any way he doesn't start for the Panthers. Darnold is just not good. Although he did lead the league in rushing touchdowns until he got hurt, by the way. Very bizarre stat. Week two, let's see. Did I pick the Jets to win this game? I don't think I did.
No, you didn't. You had them going like 0-9. To start the season.
Yeah, okay, so so Cleveland's going to win this with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. Week three, I picked the Browns to win this, right? Because it's a home game. Yes. All right, so the Browns win that one. And I think I agree with you that the Falcons are going to beat the Browns week four. I do like Marcus Mariota. I've never not been a fan of his, so... I think if he stays healthy for them, you know, they could have an all right season. There's not a whole lot of talent around him, you know, with the exception of Pitts. And who knows what's going on with Calvin Ridley since he was suspended last season. You know, is he going to continue to gamble and bet on his team? I don't know. But we'll see. Let's see. Week five, Chargers. That's going to be an easy win for the Chargers. New England is going to crush them. They're at Baltimore week seven. Baltimore wins that one. The Monday night game against Cincinnati. I think I picked Cleveland to win this one because it's in their stadium. Then at Miami, I think Miami wins that. I think Buffalo wins. Tampa wins. They beat Houston. They lose at Cincinnati. They lose to Baltimore. I think they beat New Orleans. And I think I agree with you. Washington is going to beat Cleveland in week 17. And the Pittsburgh game again. What did I pick here?
You picked them to win the Browns to win the first game and the Steelers to win the second game.
Yeah, the Steelers are going to win week 18.
So you have them going 6-11. So we're not too far off on that one. We've disagreed a lot more in this division than we did in the last.
Yeah, the last division, we had the same exact record for two of the teams.
Yeah, we did. Finally, we have, and this will be happy for Tom because Tom is a Ravens fan. We get to pick
Baltimore,
the Baltimore Ravens. I should be wearing my Joe Flacco jersey right now.
The legend himself,
Joe Flacco.
That's right. One of the greatest playoff runs of all time by a quarterback.
So starting in week one, they have the Jets.
easy.
I'm pretty sure I picked the Ravens to beat the Jets, even though I gave the Jets a decent couple wins. But
I didn't,
the Ravens beat the Jets. They're going to beat the Dolphins, too. The Dolphins team, I not have faith in. I don't have faith in Tua. Tyreek obviously adds a lot, and Jalen Waddle, they have good receivers.
They have so much speed, it's insane.
Don't have faith in Tua. I just don't.
I can't fault you for that.
Patriots, I think they're going to... I think I picked them to lose to the Patriots in Foxborough. Always a tough game. I think against the Bills at home, I think they... I don't remember what I picked, but I think the Bills, the Ravens are going to beat the Bills at home. Come back, you got the Bengals. I think I picked the Bengals to beat the Ravens. I think the Bengals are going to beat the Ravens here. Then you go off to New York. Ravens going to win that one handedly.
I think that's the first time we've seen the Giants on this.
It's the first time.
On the divisions that we've been looking at,
Next up, we got the Browns. Ravens beat them handedly, especially at home. Then the Buccaneers. I think that's going to be a solid game, but I think the Bucs are going to win by 2 scores. It's going to be I think it's going to be like 30 to 20.
Okay.
They're going to beat the Saints. And then they come home and play the Panthers. Coming out of a bye week, Jim Harbaugh, I think he's going to out-coach Rule. They're going to get the win there.
Probably.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a hard one for me because is Tua going to take the next step?
You mean Trevor?
Yes, Trevor. I can't speak today. I can never speak. Have you heard the intro? What were you expecting?
Zero. zero times in your life have you been able to speak, but you can sing.
Some people might debate that, but you won't. The Jaguars.
Well, they're wrong.
I just think the Jaguars have so much turmoil. I feel like the Ravens always lose a game in the season they should win.
They're in Jacksonville for that game, so.
I'm going to give Jacksonville the sleeper pick in that.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that Trevor Lawrence has taken a step. With proper coaching and less distractions going on. I don't think Jacksonville's going to do well, but I think this is one that they steal from a good team. I think they and then they come back. Now you're playing the Broncos in Baltimore. Obviously there's a lot of historic games with the Broncos and Ravens. Ravens tend to do very good in Denver, and Broncos tend to do pretty good in Baltimore.
That's a very hit or miss game right there. Could go either way.
That's a really hard one. As a Bronco fan, I'm trying to keep my bias out of it, and I think that the...
Well, do you think Russell Wilson's going to find his groove with the new team?
I do.
You know, by week 13?
I do.
Do you think he's going to be performing at his, you know?
I think he's going to be clicking pretty well at this point.
Is that enough, though, for this game?
I think the Broncos are going to have a little bit of extra in them on this game. It didn't go over well with anyone on the team, how that game last season went with the Ravens running a couple more plays to get the record against the Broncos. That did not go over well. So I think that little extra spark, Broncos are going to get that one. But I think that's going to be a game to watch. Wilson versus Lamar.
That's one that you circle on the calendar.
That's a circle one. I think it just depends on how much that game last season affected the Broncos. And if they remember it, I think they're going to win it. Playing against Pittsburgh, I think this is a game the Ravens come out of that Bronco game, they're going to win it. They're going to beat the Browns. I don't think the Browns are going to do well at all, obviously. And then they're going to have the Falcons. They're going to win that one. Beat the Steelers again, and then lose in Cincinnati. So I think they're going to finish 11-6.
Not bad. That's assuming Lamar Jackson stays healthy. Yeah. All right. Well, they're definitely beating the Jets. 100%. There's no way they lose to the Jets week one.
I'm clipping this if they lose to the Jets week one. We're gonna listen.
They're
back to
not gonna
one.
Lose, all right. And if you're listening to this, Jake, and the Jets did win, they still suck. All right. All right. Week two, they beat Miami. Week three, they're losing to New England. Week four, they're going to lose to Buffalo.
So what's your record
five,
at this
they
point?
Beat.
I took a sip of water.
They beat. Listen, whoa, whoa, whoa. Settle down, buddy. All right. They're going to beat the Jets. They're going to beat Miami. They're going to lose to New England. They're going to lose to Buffalo. They're going to beat Cincy at home. They'll beat the Giants. They're going to, let's see. They're going to beat the Browns at home. Tampa Bay game. That is so tough. That's a Thursday night game. We better see the creamsicle Buccaneers take the field in that game, or I will be livid.
I will be livid as well.
All right. I think Tampa wins that, especially if they're in the creamsicle. Week 9, they're going to just beat the brakes off of the Saints. Week 11, they're going to – oh, man. Let's see. Baker does have experience against the Ravens. Man, that's tough. That's a tough game for me to pick, you know? Being a Panthers fan, just hoping they do well, but also trying to think realistically at, you know, what's going to happen. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think the Ravens will be. It's a home game. It's in Baltimore. Week 12 at Jacksonville. I agree with you. I think Jacksonville is going to win this one in Duval. And just, you know, it's going to be a fun game. Week 13, home game versus Denver. Russell Wilson versus Lamar Jackson. I mean, that's a matchup that you just have to be excited for. No matter what team you're a fan of. But
I can't
who
wait for
wins
it.
It? Who wins it? Man. You know, the Ravens did get rid of Hollywood Brown at receiver. I do remember that. He's on the Cardinals now. I think I'm going to go with Denver in this one. Then at Pittsburgh, I think I picked Pittsburgh to win that because it's in their stadium. Week 15, they're going to beat Cleveland. Week 16, they beat Atlanta. They're going to beat Pittsburgh. And they'll lose to Cincinnati week 18.
So 9-8.
9-8.
So one game improvement over last season for them.
Yep.
So we both have the Bengals winning the division.
Yep.
And then we have the Ravens, and then I have the Browns, and then the Steelers, and you have the Steelers and the Browns.
Okay, so we differed a little bit.
Yes.
And we probably also contradicted ourselves on some of these picks tonight, but you know what?
Okay.
It's late, and we're tired.
Don't
so
worry
here we
about
are.
It. Don't worry about it.
It's all good.
Well, I mean, that's... I think that's all we have to talk about for this game, this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, next podcast, we'll go over our top 10 halfbacks going into the season, which should be a fun one. I already have my list. Hammer, you know, banged his head on something and, you know, had memory loss and forgot. So we'll forgive him this week.
That's why I can't speak.
Yeah. And then we'll do another division as well. Next week. What division are we going to next, good sir?
Next week, we are going on to, I just closed the page. How dare you ask me these questions? We're going
Is
to
it the
AFC
South.
South.
All right. So we'll be talking, you know, Colts, Texans, Titans, and who's the other one? Jaguars. There we
yes.
go.
Yes. Yeah. That is the one division in football I can never remember all four teams.
Yeah, I always forget at the last second. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's this team. Yeah, this will be a fun one to go through. We probably should go through and actually mark down the games that we've already predicted.
Nah.
Maybe they have something online that we'll look around
to the next week.
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out so we're a little bit more accurate and we're not contradicting ourselves at all, and see what we come up with. But either way, like I said before, you know, it's a different week and people change their minds. So
yeah,
get over it. All right.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, yes. You can listen to it. And everywhere you listen to podcasts, it's pretty self-explanatory. You've heard a podcaster say this a million times, so why are you confused?
Yeah.
Or you can listen to it on YouTube. Eventually we'll have a video podcast, but we don't. So just listen to it on YouTube and enjoy it. It's audio.
Yeah.
Be happy.
And just like last week, send it to your grandma. All right.
Send USB, it to your grandma.
USB. The mail, first class. Do it.
First class.
Just get it done.
Hey, your grandma is important.
She is.
And if you don't have a grandma, send it to someone else's grandma.
Exactly.
If you have a question that you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, you should add us in the Discord or DM us. Should be a thing you do. Now we'll know how many of you are actually listening to the podcast.
Yeah, if you're watching this, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's a link in the description for the Discord, or you can just leave a comment with a question, and we will get to it on the next pod.
Or don't, and then just listen to what we talk about next week.
Yeah, just be that way.
Be that way. Well, next week.